Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to this week's episode of Pam's Country Time. I hope you enjoy it. This week we're going to be playing quite a few of the old country classics from between the late 50s and the early 70s. People like Jimmy Dean, Don Gibson, Claude King, bit of Wolf Carter, bit of Johnny Cash, bit of, Doc Watson, Grandpa Jones, heaps of different players. So we're going to open up. There ain't no more classic than Johnny Cash doing Folsom Prison Blues.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. Move it on a little farther down the line, far from Folsom Prison. That's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Now, Wolf Carter, Montana Slim, they were, how do you put it? There were no finer at what they did. Wolf Carter, I think, has one of the greatest, what I call high Swiss yodels. And this is his version of This Old House. A lot of people would know this as a Shakin' Stevens song, but Wolf did it many, many, many years beforehand. And in fact, this was originally a Wolf Carter song that Shakin' Stevens covered. So here we go. This Old House, Wolf Carter.
This old house once knew my children, this old house once knew my wife. This old house was home and comfort, and we fought the storm to life. This old house heard many a laughter, this old house heard many a shout. She trembles in the darkness while the lightning rolled about. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingle, ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to go hinge and door to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer, I'm getting ready to meet my saint. This
old house is getting shaky. This old house is getting old. This old house that's in the rain. This old house that's in the cold. On my knees I'm getting chilly, but I feel no fear or pain. I see an angel a-peeking through the broken window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingle. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to hinge the door to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet my same. Sit there by the campfire and howl alone and grieve. But my hunting days are over. Ain't gonna hunt that tune no more. Gabriel Gungon brought the chariot away and the wind blew down the door. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more. Ain't got time to fix the shingle. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to open the hinge door to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. I'm getting ready to meet myself.
You don't get much more classic hillbilly than the Osborne Brothers doing Ruby Live. Sonny and Bobby Osborne, incredible musicians. Sonny being banjo player and doing vocals, but the main vocalist was Bobby Osborne, and he played mandolin, probably at the same virtuoso level that Sonny played the banjo. So I hope you enjoy Ruby.
Good song. Has been real good to us down through the years. We'll treat her just as good.
Honey, are you mad?
So in December of 1959, Johnny Horton released his classic Battle of New Orleans, sort of as a bit of a Christmas gag song, but it ended up being one of the greatest songs, I think, in country music. I love Battle of New Orleans. I do it myself in my country show whenever I do a bit of acoustic country. Hopefully soon coming up at the Cave Inn down at Woolloongabba on their Close Enough for Country Nights, which is Sunday. But here we go, Johnny Horton, Battle of New Orleans.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise. If we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, one of Dolly Parton's favourite acts from the late 50s, early 60s was an act called Stonewall Jackson. Now, anyone who knows their history know that Stonewall Jackson was one of the greater Confederate generals. He was a mastermind of topography. He could look at a battlefield and know exactly how to pan out the battle to his best advantage. But in this case, we have Stonewall Jackson, the band, singing about Waterloo, and I can only imagine where those vocals are going to go.
And that's when Napoleon met his Waterloo. Waterloo. swings, where the little birdie sings, and that's where Tom Dooley met his Waterloo.
Now, an absolute gem of a song coming up. We've got Marty Robbins doing El Paso. Loved this song. Loved it as a kid. Could listen to it 20 times over and still not be sick of it. Got a wonderful, one of the few Western songs that I actually like. I'm not a big fan of Western. I mainly like country. But let's give El Paso and Marty Robbins a dead shot go because it's a wonderful song.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina, music would play and Felino would whirl. Blacker than night were the eyes of Felino, wicked and evil while casting a spell. My love was deep for this Mexican maiden. I was in love, but in vain I could tell. One night a wild young cowboy came in, wild as the West Texas wind. Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love. So in anger I challenged his right for the love of this maiden. Down went his hand for the gun that he wore. My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat. The handsome young stranger lay dead on the floor. Out through the back door of Roses I ran, out where the horses were tied. Like it could run up on its back, and away I did ride just as fast as I could from the West Texas town of El Paso back to the badlands of New Mexico. Back in El Paso my life would be worthless. Everything's gone in life, nothing is left. It's been so long since I've seen the young maiden. My love is stronger than my fear of death. I saddled up and away I did go, riding alone in the dark. Maybe tomorrow a bullet may find me. Tonight nothing's worse than this pain in my heart. And at last here I am on the hill overlooking El Paso. I can see Rose's Cantina below. My love is strong and it pushes me onward. Down off the hill to Felina I go. Off to my right I see five mounted cowboys. Off to my left, right, a dozen or more. Shouting and shooting, I can't let them catch me. I have to make it to Rose's back door. Something is dreadfully wrong, for I feel a deep burning pain in my side. Though I am trying to stay in the saddle, I'm getting weary, unable to ride. But my love for the leader is strong, and I rise where I've fallen. Though I am weary, I can't stop to rest. I see the white puff of smoke from the rifle. I feel the bullet go deep in my chest.
From out of nowhere, Felina has found me, kissing my cheek as she kneels by my side. Cradled by two loving arms that I'll die for, one little kiss and Felina, goodbye.
And with songs that tell a story, the next song is also one of those storytelling songs. Done by Jimmy Dean in 1961, and it reached number 87 on the Billboard country charts that year. Big Bad John, hope you like it.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. Didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. But if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land. Big John, Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when the timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast. Everybody thought that they'd breathe the last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone. Big John, Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
With all his strength he gave a mighty shove, then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above!" And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down, then came that rumble way down on the ground, and the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand: at the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man, Big John.
Big John, Big John,
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Now, Don Gibson is a name you don't hear much of these days. Don Gibson was a wonderful singer in the late 50s and early 60s. He toured extensively in the heartland. Here's his version of Sea of Heartbreak. Actually, I think this is the original version of Sea of Heartbreak, and he does it beautifully.
The lights in the harbor don't shine for me. Drift on the sea, sea.
of a heartbreak, lost love, loneliness, memories of your caress, so divine, how I wish you were mine again, my dear. I won't see your tears, sea of a heartbreak.
Next up, a true gem, the ode to Clifton Clowers, as I occasionally refer to it, but Claude King from 1962 with Wolverton Mountain.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife. 'Cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips, are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on that mountain, and I'll get the one I love. I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on...
Wonderful song, isn't it? I'm gonna climb up on Wolverton Mountain too one day, Claude. Next up, the indelible Mr. Johnny Rivers. Johnny Rivers, those tones, that voice, I'm sure he used to polish his vocal cords with silk. And we've got his version of the song Memphis. I do like this a lot.
Memphis. Pistons in the nation. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. On a cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Only 6 years old, information please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
And one of the greats coming up, Roger Miller. He's done some great music. He's done some funny music. But he's always got a great feel and vibe. This is from 1965. I believe it reached number 12 on not the country charts, but the Billboard charts in general. And King of the Road, that song about a trailer for sale or rent.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means. King of the road, third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Wool worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes. Ah, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets.
ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8 by 12.
Now, two of my favourite banjo pickers from grand old Opry times was a chap by the name of Grandpa Jones, who we have coming up next doing old Dan Tucker, and String Bean. And they were good mates. They actually bought houses close to each other, all that sort of thing, and would often, you know, twiddle on wood or play their banjos together. So here we have Grandpa Jones, old Dan Tucker.
Things on our country show, and introduce that old squirrel shooter from Kentucky, Grandpa Jones. Boy, you're always fooling me, boy. Where you been?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm always pretty close around when it comes to banjo picking.
Well, Grandpa, come on around this post here, son. The barn is all yours, and I'll get out of your way.
All right, thank you, Ernie. I learned this little tune from a tough uncle of mine. Why, when he'd walk down the street, even the sewers would back up. Come on, Ramona, give me a little accompaniment here. Get out of the way, old gentleman. Frying pan combed his head with a wagon wheel. Died with the toothache in his heel. Get out of the way, old Dan Tucker. Out of the way, old Dan Tucker. Out of the way, old Dan Tucker. You're too late to get your supper. Now, old Dan Tucker went to town, riding a golden, leading a hound. The hound give a yell and the goat give a jump. Old Dan Tucker straddle up a stump. Get out of the way.
Now, I think Doc Watson is truly the king of bluegrass, hillbilly, country guitar. Not too much Western in Doc's life. He comes from that area, same area that Chet Atkins, the Carter family, came from. And here's his version of House of the Rising Sun. As opposed to the Animals, he's done it more traditionally. So more like the classic song was before the Animals gave it that 6/8 feel.
House down in New Orleans, they call the Rising Sun. It's been the ruin of many a poor boy and me, oh God, I'm one. Mama, she worked for a tailor man, she sold all my new blue jeans, and my daddy was a gambling man in the town of old New Orleans. Shuffle them cards, Richard. Is a suitcase or a trunk, and the only time he's ever satisfied is when he's on a drum. Boys, fill up your glasses right to the brim, let the drinks flow merrily round. We'll drink to the health of a rounder poor boy who rambles from town to town. Now, fellas, don't believe what a bad woman tells you, though her eyes be blue or brown. Unless she's standing on some old scaffold high, then, fellas, they won't let me come down. Tell my youngest brother not to do the awful things that I've done, and to shun that old house down in New Orleans that they call the Rising Sun. Soon they'll take me back down to New Orleans to face all the crimes that I've done. Then they'll tie me to an old ball and chain until my earthly race is run.
Now, an all-time favorite of mine, String Bean, and he's on the Scruggs and Flat show with Earl Scruggs and Lester Flat, who are accompanying him on this song. But this is the classic String Bean tune, Run, Little Rabbit, Run, Run. Don't be afraid of that farmer's gun.
Good. Here's our favorite cowboy around the Grand Ole Opry. I want you to meet him right now. Good buddy, Mr. String Bean.
I thank you, Lester Palmer. I'm glad to see you. Palmer, you're looking well. Let's go rabbit hunting.
Good.
Hang on, children. In the feet pad picking up keys. Get away, rabbit, get away, please. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, the corner man, the big shotgun, run, little rabbit, run. Up, you look mighty wild. Dog took half and run for miles. Run, little rabbit, run, 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 little rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, young corner man, big shotgun, run, little rabbit, run. Run, rabbit. You look mighty brown, yes, by me, I can outrun a hound. Run, rabbit, run, run, rabbit, run. Run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, I'm gonna man the big shotgun, run, little rabbit, run. Well, if you got a rabbit, you look mighty bold, yes, by me, I'm heading for my home. Run, little rabbit, run, run, little rabbit, run, run, yeah, I'm from the man, big shot, run, run, little rabbit, run, run, run.
Well, I'd like to thank you for joining me this week. I'm going to close out tonight with a song that I think should be a country classic for everyone. It's not. A musician from Armadale, LJ Hill, Larry Hill, I've played a lot of him. This is his song, The Pretty Boy Bird Tree, off his album Nemoy Mud. I think Nemoy Mud is one of the greatest albums you can have in your collection. LJ Hill is a truly unique musician. He's part Australian Aboriginal, part Cherokee, and part Irish. Man, talk about being the bastard son of the downtrodden races. But anyway, here we go. Larry Hill, one of my favorite artists, with Pretty Bird Tree. Thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week.
Up here on the slopes and plains, in the town of Narrabri, on the banks of the Nemoy River, neath the shade of the Pretty Bird Tree. Oh, my brother Dobby died down there beneath the willows, oh, so cool. Now he walks with our ancestors underneath the Camilla Roy moon. Them Oi River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. Early on in life, I took to the booze and drank away my dreams. I watched my life flow sadly by, like teardrops down the drain. So I headed for the river and became a river rat. I'd worn out all my welcomes, no place to hang my hat. Oh, there was Cranky Frankie and Jackie Brown, Booty Man Joe Craigie and me. Then we'd lay next day like poison dogs all around the pretty bird tree. Them Oi River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. When the howling wind does wail on the Nemoy late at night, you can hear the old ones singing as they dance in the pale moonlight. Oh, there were many more names I can't recall, but their faces I still see. Old Whisper Smith's kind face appears as I dream of the pretty bird tree. Them Oi River, you're home to me. I'll sit with you neath the pretty bird tree. I'll be home soon with the pretty bird tree.